And now, winner of 3 Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence.
In your face, Milwaukee!
Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studios, this is Chuck and Winkler on Sports Radio 105.7 FM. The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Chuck Freeman. 799-1250, the number to call. 414-799-1250. Broadcasting all over the world. 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, and the radio.com app. You know the news by now. It is 13 hours old. Mike McCarthy fired as the 14th coach of the Green Bay Packers. Joe Philbin will be your interim head coach for the next 4 weeks. And let's take question number one off the table. No, there's nothing Joe Philbin can do to be the coach next season.
No,
it's not happening.
Joe could finish with 4 wins, miraculously get this team into the playoffs, and he's still not going to be the head coach next year. Either is Mike Pettine. They'll most likely bring in an offensive-minded coach. This is pretty much protocol for the Packers for the last 30 years.
Now, there's a lot of names that are being thrown out, and we'll get to you guys, 799-1250, your reaction all morning long here on The Fan, The Bill Michaels Show, The Wendy's Big Show, all day long. This is the place for it, to hear from you guys. Lincoln Riley, Josh McDaniels, there's names being thrown out there. I was thinking of this last night, and I saw a tweet from Pro Football Talk that said, Bruce Arians may want to get back into coaching. That could be an option for you Packer fans. And I saw that, and I thought, yeah, I could get down with that. And then I had some conversations with people. And what I first said was, I want a guy who's going to come in here as a head coach and like get Rodgers back on track, sort of like how McCarthy did to Favre all those years ago. Because Rodgers right now is not listening to coaching. He can say he wants coaching, but he's not listening to it. So I'm thinking an older guy, maybe that has some authority, you know, that can work with Rodgers, not be so combative, and get the most out of him. But a lot of people want like a Sean McVay or a Lincoln Riley. And you can say, look at what Lincoln Riley's doing at Oklahoma. Look what Sean McVay's doing with the Rams, with Jared Goff. Here's the problem, though. If you want a young coach like that, Jared Goff is 23. Kyler Murray is what is he, still a teenager? Is he 20, 21 yet? You know, these kids are young. If you bring in Lincoln Riley, he's 35. Guess who else is 35? Aaron Rodgers. So it's a different dynamic because Aaron Rodgers is the same age. He's old for a quarterback, but young for a head coach. So I don't know what you do. Do you bring in an older guy who's established? Do you bring in a younger guy? Because I think if you bring in a younger guy, Rodgers will be excited about the playbook, but might not listen to him. If you bring in an older guy, Rodgers might listen to him, but won't be excited about the playbook.
Well, do you? I mean, like a guy like Bruce Arians, I brought him up like a month ago. He's a guy who's rehabbed and built a few quarterbacks in his time. And he stepped down in Arizona, or he's fired there and said that was it. But you know, when you hear that he's itching to come back, he would be like a short-term guy. I mean, he's not a guy you, I mean, and I think coaching industry, you don't look 15 years or 13 years like McCarthy coached. You look short-term anyway. And if Arians, you know, if he wanted to coach for another 3 or 4 years under Aaron Rodgers, and then after Arians stepped down, you bring in a new guy in and you start over. Because at some point, they're going to have to push the reset button on the entire organization. But they're not going to do it as long as Aaron Rodgers is the head coach.
Yeah, so that's what I wondered,
too. I mean, as the quarterback.
Well, no, you weren't wrong with what you said. You weren't really wrong about what you said.
And how about this? Someone mentioned this to me yesterday. Should you bring in a coach where Aaron is given the keys to the offense and he runs the plays, much like Peyton Manning did in Indianapolis? I mean, when Peyton was at Indianapolis, he had his own office. I mean, he had his own office, and he ran the offense, which is a rarity in the NFL, but it worked with the Colts.
Well, we'll find out. Peter Bukowski, Locked On Packers, is someone we're going to talk to this week. He suggested that you just, for these next 4 weeks, you let Aaron Rodgers run the offense. I don't know if I like that. I don't know. See, Aaron Rodgers is good at keeping plays going and creating something out of nothing. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is good at running an offense. Is Aaron good at telling these guys? I mean, he's your quarterback. Now you've got to coach the offensive line. You got to coach the blocking scheme. Running an offense means a lot more than calling the plays to me.
Well, how about calling if he calls his plays? I think maybe that's what
Mayor Peters... some reason I don't like that.
Well, I think at the...
Because I think I'm watching this season where he's calling a lot of the plays or changing to a lot of the plays or manipulating a lot of the plays, and they are 4-7-1.
Well, Rodgers has always said he wants to be coached, okay? I don't think he wants the entire authority over the entire offense, okay? He wants to have some say into the offensive play calling and all that. Yeah, but they're not going to do that for the final four games. They're going to play out these games. Philbin is going to call the plays, and they're going to go from there. And they're just going to finish out the rest of the season and then start with the next guy.
You know what I just realized? Maybe Aaron Rodgers is a lot like me. Maybe Aaron Rodgers is like me.
How's that?
I'll probably need to explain that one. Okay. I want to be coached is something, and we're the same age, Aaron Rodgers and I.
Mm-hmm.
So you can throw out the millennial tag if you want, but I want to get better. So I might say I want to be coached. Do I want to be coached, or do I want to get better on my own? I've always wanted to get better on my own than get real deep coaching. I would rather find things out on my own and develop things and do it self-scout sort of thing than have a guy, you got to do this, repeat, again, you know, from Miracle. So maybe Rodgers is in that same boat where he wants to get better like I do, but he doesn't want to be coached like I don't.
Well, here's the deal. When you get to the NFL, you got to get better, but you get to the NFL because you know a few things, and you better figure a few things out on your own. Just like when you get to this radio station in Milwaukee, you're not working in some small radio station in northern Wisconsin, man. You better be able to do a few things without being coached.
414-799-1250, Chuck and Winkler. We're here live on The Fan. We'll be live all day talking Mike McCarthy as he has been fired as the 14th coach of the Green Bay Packers. We are now on to the Joe Philbin era, which will last the month of December. 799-1250, let's go out to Tony in Ashland. He's on hold. Tony, what's up? Good morning. You're on The Fan.
Good morning, fellas.
Hey, Tony.
So, you know, I predicted they were going to lose by a field goal last week. You know, there's just a bad, bad vibe over this team. And let's face it, McCarthy's wagon was hitched to Rodgers' success and failures. The thing that I'm kind of bothered by is the way Rodgers went about handling this. It just, you know, he really paints himself into a corner around, not with just the fans, but the league, about, you know, how his behavior has been and, you know, this whole thing leading to McCarthy. And that kind of bothers me. You know, you'd think you'd let the play and just the way things hash out and then it'd take care of itself. So you almost wonder what kind of coach wants to come in here and try to deal with that, because same thing. Wagon's going to get hitched to Rodgers.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think this is a prime coaching job. You don't think so?
I do, but then they were just talking about it this morning. Who would you rather take a job with, the Browns or the Packers? Can you believe that?
No, I mean, that is a good question, but, you know, Browns have a pretty good thing going on there. They've got a young quarterback. They've got talent coming in.
Well, here's the thing with the Browns. You have nowhere to go but up.
With the
Browns.
Right, and the difference is, if you go to the Browns, you get a little more leeway. If you come to the Packers, you're here to go 12-4 next year.
Oh, exactly.
You're not here to go 8-8 sniff the playoffs.
Hey, they're 4-7-1, and what was Mark Murphy's comments in the press release last night? This season has not lived up to Packers standards. So, if you have a couple of losing seasons in a row, you got to fire them. You got to fire the coach. If the new guy comes in and he struggles after two seasons, well, the standards are, well, if you have two losing seasons in Green Bay, you're done. So, Mark Murphy has set that bar already that, hey, 4-7-1 is not going to cut it here. Go to Cleveland, man, they're jumping for joy up until yesterday, but they were 4-6-1, and they were loving it, man. McCarthy goes there. That's a perfect spot for him.
799-1250, 414-799-1250. Want to talk to as many of you guys as possible. We will talk to Michael Cohen with The Athletic. He will join us at 8:20, his normal time. Mike Clemens will join us, our embedded Green Bay reporter, at 9:15.
So when Mike Holmgren takes over the Packers in 92, the Packers are going through 30 years of bad football. Well, less than that, but you get the point. They were going through all those years of bad football, so he had nowhere to go but up. Any type of success, and he had success after a few seasons and went to the Super Bowl, and they're naming streets after him.
Hey, McCarthy's got a street after him.
That was probably a little bit premature.
And they're not changing the name of the street.
No.
That's another highly asked question.
Yeah.
They are not changing the name of a street.
And the next coach, when he takes him to the Super Bowl, he'll get a street. Pretty soon, there's not going to be any street names.
799-1250, 414-799-1250. Ed is in Oak Creek. What's up, Ed?
Eddie.
Well, guys, I just wanted to say, you know, maybe they need somebody kind of like a Tony Dungy-esque type of, you know, to be able to manage that quarterback's ego like he did with Manning. But, I mean, the other thing you got to look at is just because you got Aaron Rodgers, who's going to want to come here?
Are you saying who's going to want to come here?
Well, I mean, come on. It's the whole organization that's kind of at issue here, right? Who's going to want to come to Green Bay and deal with all this stuff that's going on?
Well, don't you want to be the guy that turns things around again?
Well, how much control are you going to give me?
Oh, I think you've got a lot of control over what's going to happen on the field.
Yeah, I don't know. And like you guys just said, what? You get two seasons, and if you don't make it to the playoffs in two seasons, you're a failure because you're only getting two seasons to do it? I don't know, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, look at Ray Rhodes, fired after 1-8-8 season in 1999. So, yeah, I mean, that's great that the standards are high. How about the guy who follows Belichick in New England? That guy, if he struggles for a couple of seasons, well, the bar that Belichick has set, man, that guy's going to be fired.
Right, right. I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily be gun-shy if I was that coach, but I don't know if I'd be running here with open arms. You know what I mean?
But it's a hell of a job, man. Coaching the Green Bay Packers is one of the better coaching jobs in America, I would say. Coaching the Packers, coming to Green Bay. Now, it never used to be, but coaching in Green Bay with everything and that being the team here in the state and what they do in Green Bay for their coaches. I mean, you're the coach of the Packers, man. A lot of notoriety, a lot of money comes along with that, too.
Let's also not forget how many coaches are there in America, how many people want to be coaches, how many people work up the ranks, how many people are coaching at D2, D3, college football. There are 32 NFL jobs.
Josh McDaniels is not turning down the Green Bay Packers like he did the Indianapolis Colts.
Actually, I think he's a special case. I think he's waiting to coach in New England. If you're going to tell me Lincoln Riley, Josh McDaniels versus the field, I am throwing all my money on the field.
Oh, I would say so, too.
McDaniels and Riley are the two names because they're young and energetic. You know, I don't know if that's the kind of coach that will be best for Rodgers because, as I mentioned, a young coach is actually equal in age to Aaron Rodgers. Mm-hmm. So it's all about this next coach. I don't care if he's here in 10 years. I don't care if he's here in 5. It's all about getting the most out of Aaron Rodgers. Who is that guy going to be? Is it a young coach? Is it a Lincoln Riley? Is that the kind of guy? Or is it a Gary Kubiak or a Bruce Arians or one of these retreads?
Okay, but it's also on the player personnel department of the Packers. Gutekunst has got to be able – he had a nice draft this past year, but he's got to be able to do well in free agency and continue to build in the draft and give the new coach the groceries to work with.
But we've seen how – if Aaron Rodgers plays at his peak, even with a bad roster, he can get them to the NFC Championship game. We've seen that.
Yeah,
that was 2 years ago.
Yeah, but it's you got to win a Super Bowl. I mean, getting the NFC Championship game, that's not enough anymore.
414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. If that's not enough, where does losing to the Cardinals at home stand? Well, it stands to get your head coach fired in the regular season for the first time ever in the history, the 100-year history of the Green Bay Packers. It's Chuck and Winkler, 799-1250. You can tweet us, Facebook, Instagram, all at 105.7 FM, The Fan. We're talking with you guys all morning long right here, 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, and all over the place on that radio.com app.
Lions and Vikings and Bears. Oh, my. And what about Green Bay? Let's find out what's brewing in the NFC North.
What about Green Bay? What about Green Bay? They fired their head coach. Not a good day for the NFC North. The Bears go down big to the Giants, crawl back, get to overtime, eventually lose. Giants beat the Bears 30-27. The Vikings, well, the big story there is Adam Thielen and Bill Belichick got into a war of words. I did see Belichick mouth, I think it was shut the F up to Adam Thielen at one point. 24-10, Vikings lose there. The Detroit Lions lose at home to the Rams 30-16, and the Packers lose to the Cardinals 20-17, and then they lose their head coach, Mike McCarthy, fired after all the activities. Coverage of our show today brought to you by Wrench and Go. If you need auto parts, Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access to the lowest priced auto parts around. Not a good day for teams in the NFC North.
Now, how about this? The Packer game ends like it did, and they switch to the Bears game. And, you know, the Bears scored the tying touchdown on an innovative play, a razzle-dazzle, you know, the double reverse pass that they scored the game-tying touchdown on. And it's like, man, we went from watching McCarthy. It was horrible for Packer fans because, you know, we've been complaining about this offense forever. And then we see Chicago run that type of play to score the game-tying touchdown.
Insult to injury, for sure. We're screaming for creativity.
Yep.
We get one end around. We're so excited. And then Valdez Scantling falls down.
Mm-hmm.
We get one end around. It's like, wow. And then the Bears go and do that to tie a game on the road.
Lose in overtime, but, man, fought like hell to get back into that game.
414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Want to say hi to Corey in Madison, who's tuned into us this morning. We appreciate that. And do want to thank everybody that came out for the toy drive. Huge numbers, which we'll unveil for you in about 10 minutes. If you were a part of this in any way, you were a part of history. We'll have more on that coming up. Let's go back to the phone line, 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Let's get out to Dan, who is in Racine. Dan, you know what? Of the few people I've been waiting to hear from, you're at the top of that list. What's up, Dan?
Hi, Dan.
Well, thank you, fellas. Thank you.
How about that?
And, well, you know, this is my thing. I understood the firing, but, man, could you be any more harsh than what they just did? I mean, you know McCarthy is all Green Bay. This guy is, when you say coach of a football team, this is who you think of. So you know that loss hit him hard. You know, he can't catch the ball. He can't play like scantily clad did. Horrible. You can't throw a football like Aaron Rodgers did. Horrible. You can't run a football like Aaron Jones. Horrible. So you know what? Collectively, they lost this game for him. So you couldn't wait 2 days, bring him in. You went and ripped the guts out of the guy, man. So I see with that last caller, although I was pondering that, thinking, who would want to coach up there?
Well, I mean, so in other words, wait a couple of days before you fire McCarthy.
Yeah, after the game. After the game, they could have waited until Wednesday.
But, Dan, then that's
Monday.
Two whole days that you can't game plan for the Atlanta Falcons in a crucial NFC matchup at Lambeau Field this Sunday.
We couldn't game plan for Arizona. What I would say for Philbin, have these guys shut the you-know-what up. Don't go on the podium saying we're going to beat. I mean, that was just cocky as all you-know-what.
Yeah, I didn't like that either.
Hey, then you got Cobb saying, we're going to tear the roof off. He's going to light it up. And all horsey, huh?
All right, your phone's
going. These guys need to shut the you-know-what up.
Yeah.
Get down to football and play like you should. You got your coach fired because you're in. My thing is, how much player management did McCarthy have? When he did drafts, player development, I understood he probably had a lot of that. But you know what? Quite frankly, there's not any talent on this team. Not a lot. There's not a lot of, wow, these guys are bad. They just are guys.
Well, who knows? These guys that they're playing with in the secondary right now, I mean, a lot of you guys, and it's fair, found out who Eddie Pleasant was for the first time yesterday.
Well, I mean,
so pleasant if you ask me.
Well, Jair Alexander is the guy who's going to be able to play.
Low-hanging fruit is the most delicious.
Mike Daniels, out for the rest of the year, was not in that game yesterday. Kenny Clark is, we've realized he's going to be a player. Do they need more pass rush? Well, of course they do. Offensive line is banged up. Receiving core, you know, we like is some of the guys they have at receiving corps. They'll probably redo that a little bit with cutting loose of Randall Cobb at the end of the season. And you know, we found the running back. So I think there is some talent on this team, just not enough to win a Super Bowl. And plus, once again, the old injury bug has hit the Packers pretty hard again this season.
Let's get out to Mike in Franklin, 799-1250. Mike, what's up?
Good morning, guys.
Hey, Mike. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Thanks, Bart.
Yeah.
Love your impressions, man. You should be a stand-up comedian.
Yeah, we'll see.
But in any event, who'd want this job? I would say a lot of people. You've got one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL. You've got one of the best wide receivers, potentially one of the best running backs. So who I'd want would be like a Bruce Arians, what you mentioned, Bart, because he had some really potent offenses when he was head coach of Arizona. So I could see that guy really getting the best out of Rodgers and the rest of the company. That's not addressing the secondary because they're absolutely god-awful except for Jair Alexander. But let's get somebody that can actually motivate Rodgers, not somebody that's going to be up there stumbling and bumbling through an interview. So
I don't know the answer to that question. Do you want a young guy? Thanks, Mike. Do you want a young guy or do you need an older guy? I don't know the answer to that question because, again, the pros and cons. Young guy, pro, dynamic offense, right? Con, is Aaron Rodgers going to listen to him? Older guy, could Aaron Rodgers be commanded the respect of Bruce Arians? Con, I mean, what new things is Bruce Arians going to bring to the table? I don't know. It's a hard question to answer, and that's one that the Packers are going to have to figure out as soon as possible.
Well, Arians is a quarterback coach, all right? Dating back to when he was an assistant with Pittsburgh, when he helped build Ben Roethlisberger, okay? Then he went to Indy, okay, with Luck there. Andrew Luck there, and then he went to the Giants. So he's had some success with quarterbacks. So if you're looking for an older coach, that would be the way. Now, just because, I mean, Mike McCarthy, you can say, is an older coach too, and obviously Rodgers had respect for him. They just needed a divorce.
Had
respect. I think he respects him, but realizes they're not on the same page. And, yeah, I mean, won a Super Bowl.
They're not on the same page. He's being called out in press conferences. He's not playing. He's not running the plays he's called. I mean, you can say respect, but you got to show respect.
Just need a change of chem. And yesterday was step one in that too.
414-799-1250. Let's go to Oconomowoc. Talk to James. James, what's up, buddy?
Hey, James.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good. Nice to talk to you again.
Yeah, how's it been?
Well, you know how it's been. It's rough out there for a Packers fan right now, isn't it?
It's very rough. The team is terrible, and I thought they were going to win 45-10 yesterday, and the end result was they fired their head coach.
When that line came out, and I was telling you last week at the toy drive, Bart, I said, well, it was 14. Arizona was a 14-point dog. I was like, man, that is a steal. I couldn't believe the Packers didn't deserve it to be 14-point favorites against anybody.
No, the Packers can't score 14 points. Like, they would have to win 14, like, -2 to make that work, and it's not possible.
Barely happened yesterday.
Yeah.
They scored 17.
Yeah. I mean, I'm listening to people talking about how McCarthy, he deserves better, and he, you know, how dare they let him go in the middle of the season. Well, and if he gave us 13 years, they gave him an extension. They brought him back for another year based on good faith. He didn't follow through with the things he said he was going to do, and if they'd have kept him around, what does that tell the rest of your team? There's no accountability there, none. You know, if you have an underperforming coach who's losing your locker room, who has, by all accounts, just not performed up to what he's supposed to do, then and you keep him there just for the sake of keeping him there, you're telling your team that you value you value your reputation more than you value the product on the field, and I honestly, it was the right move at the right. It was actually about 3 weeks too late, if you ask me.
See, I thought they should. I mean, not firing him 3 weeks ago. I get that because you were going to let him work out of it. And after it looked like, you know, obviously after yesterday, when the final nail in the coffin happened, he was not going to work out of it. So then, why not let him go? Because according to all reports, they were going to fire him at the end of the season anyway.
Right.
Unless he dug himself out, which was a long shot to begin with. But you had to give him at least that.
Well, yes, it's true. And then to the gentleman a couple of calls ago that was talking about, well, who wants to come coach up in Green Bay now? I'll answer that really simply, everybody. Who would not want to come on to coach in Green Bay? You have Aaron Rodgers, Aaron Jones, the beginnings of what could be an elite defense, depending on how the draft and maybe free agency goes. this is still a highly valued head coaching job. And if unless there's some tenured head coach somewhere that is, you know, a Sean McVay or a Belichick, why would you not want to come to Green Bay? The future still looks good. The present is terrible. The future looks good. And people need to just stop panicking about that. It's gonna happen.
Yeah. I mean, head coaching jobs in the NFL don't grow on trees. A lot of guys, no one's going to say no to the Green Bay Packers. If you have a chance to interview and get the head coaching job at the Packers, I don't care who you are, no one is going to say no to the Packers to get that job.
More from you guys throughout the show, 414-799-1250. James, thanks for the call. Michael Cohen, 820 this morning from The Athletic. Mike Clemens, 915. We'll get more on what the mood was like at Lambeau Field, because if the Packers brought in Mike McCarthy, if they let him have the press conference and then fired him after that, that news was there for a long time, and nobody knew until the media cleared out, and then 6 o'clock came, and now Mark Murphy will talk today at 1:45. Should be very interesting to hear what he has to say. Also, today, Monday, highly anticipated Mark Murphy press conference. How about a free slice of pie? I mean, to me, it's like the same thing. Both anticipated. I got to hear what Murphy says, but I also got to dig in to some pie. And they have some pie at Perkins. I mean, the free pie. I mean, I'm just going to keep talking. Perkins Pie Society Monday, free slice of pie. Every Monday they do this after 11 o'clock till close. With an entree purchased, you get a free slice of pie. Also, now is the time to order their holiday pies. The French silk, the caramel apple, the peanut butter silk, the wild berry and pecan. Do you say pecan or pecan, Chuck? Pecan or pecan? Pecan?
Pecan.
Pecan.
Pecan pie.
Pecan?
Pecan pie.
Let's just go with pie. They're available, these pies, only in December.
It's caught in your teeth.
You have to add this on your holiday table at Perkins. Thank them for their help at the toy drive as well. The number of what you guys donated, the MVP coming up, and more of your calls. 799-1250, Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.
The Packers dropped to 4-7-1 with a loss to the Cardinals. And Coach McCarthy is out.
This is Aaron Rodgers' 35th birthday today.
Yeah, it is. That's right.
So happy birthday, Aaron. You got you're 35 and your coach is fired. So got to make you happy, I guess.
There's a lot to say about this one.
It didn't come as such a shock that maybe it could happen at some point at the end of the season, but not today.
It's an Aurora Sports Health Green and Gold Monday. On the Fan. Find a sports health provider and make an appointment at aurora.org.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. We will have your Chili's MVP here momentarily. The MVPs, you guys, from the sponsors like Annex Wealth Management and Blaine's Farm and Fleet, Young Express, Hyundai West Dallas, CarStar Auto Body Express, our girl Brenda, huge help. The toy drive last week. The total came in. Last year, we raised a record about $135,000 in cash and toy donations for the Children's Hospital of Wisconsin. This year, we thought it would be tough to beat. But you guys, I mean, wow, did you step up. Oak Creek, Cudahy, Franklin, the fire departments, North Shore. $160,000 in cash and toys, you guys raised for the Children's Hospital. That's all on you. Congratulations for that. As far as the game itself, there was an MVP in there. Let's go to Tom in Franklin. Tom, who was yesterday's Chili's MVP?
It was Davante Adams.
Let's check with Rami Makhlouf. Was it Davante Adams?
It's hard to find an MVP in a performance like this when you fall 20-17 to one of the worst teams in the NFL, but I guess it would be Davante Adams. 8 receptions, 93 yards, and a touchdown.
Tom, that's free food for you at Chili's. Thank you for playing. We'll do that every week as Joe Philbin is now the head coach of your Green Bay Packers.
Was Rami doing the postgame show?
Yeah, Rami was in for a bill yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
You all right?
I'm just stunned.
The earth is shaking a little bit.
I'm stunned.
Hey, Rami's a team dog, man. Rami's a team player. We all are here at the Fan. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Let's go to Kevin on the north side, our boy. Kevin, what's going on, man?
Hey, Kevin.
Hey, good morning, players. How y'all doing?
Good.
Good, you?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Hey, I just wanted to say I just have my own personal preferences for to bring in or at least an interview I don't know much about this Lincoln Riley. I know his name has been floating out there, but he seems to be young and innovative. And then I would say I would like to see Josh McDaniels in or Bruce Arians. Now, to the point about the age being affected by, you know, McDaniels and Riley being so young, and would Ross listen to him? Of course he would. I just think he was just, his issue was just McCarthy was getting stale. And he just needed another voice in there to kind of, you know, have that galvanizing moment. So, you know, I mean, I think that would, you know, those are three candidates. I mean, in no particular order. Also, I would throw Joe Lombardi in there. And for those of y'all that keep saying that Rodgers bad-mouthed his coach, bad-mouthed McCarthy, I don't think he ever mentioned, if I'm, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't think he ever mentioned McCarthy by name specifically. I just think he just said we need, you know.
He's been very passive aggressive.
Right.
I mean, about the way the offense is run.
But he never mentioned McCarthy by name.
Well, we all know, I mean, we all know who he's talking about, Kev.
Yeah, but we didn't throw him under the bus. I mean, it ain't like Baker Mayfield and Steve Jackson. I mean, come on now. Let's not get beside ourselves.
All right, well, in any case, McCarthy's not here anymore. And, you know, as far as, you know, back to Lincoln Riley, you know, Riley did pretty good work with Baker Mayfield. I mean, he's got him started at Oklahoma.
And if
got
you
him
want
out of
Lincoln
way.
Riley, you should be mad Oklahoma's in the playoff.
Oh, no, because I think you could still hire him.
Well, part of the reason they fired McCarthy was to get a jump on the hiring process.
Yeah, but you could still hire Lincoln Riley. Let him coach. He could, yeah, you know, the playoffs are coming up here and will be over in the next month. There's nothing a head coach. No, if he was going to, Oklahoma would let him interview for the Packer job. That has nothing to do with it. A college football team will let their head coach interview for the job. It's happened all the time where a coach will coach the bowl and then he'll go on, or he might not even coach the bowl. And if Riley's got a chance to become the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, they're going to let him do that.
I don't.
You seem skeptical.
Yeah, you say that with quite a lot of certainty behind it. I'm not. Why would Oklahoma let Lincoln Riley interview anywhere? He's got them to the playoffs.
Okay.
Multiple years in a row.
Sure.
So
why wouldn't they
let him? Because you want to keep him.
Well, then they'd have to financially make it right for him to stay. They'd have to, you know, they would have to do that. I mean, there's.
They're going to let him go interview somewhere else so that he can get a bigger offer so that Oklahoma's forced to pay him more money?
Happens all the time.
I don't know. I guess I don't know the inner workings of the Oklahoma athletic.
Well, college sports, they could. I mean, he could, if like a smaller program, mid majors. Some of these teams were playing in mid major bowls. You know, those guys. If there was a head coaching job open at a higher school, they'd be allowed to interview for that job. Absolutely, and they may or may not. I mean, sometimes these guys don't even coach in their bowl games because they got a job at another place.
Yeah, but they usually do that like behind the school's back. I don't know. I would, Chuck. I'd have to. I don't know. I don't. I guess I am skeptical. Yeah.
Yeah. I think they would allow him to. They would allow him to interview. I would. I think they would. There's nothing to. I mean, it's going from one league to another. Going from college to the pro, he'd be allowed to interview for a job.
Yeah, but some of these college schools look at themselves as bigger than the pros.
What are they going to do about it, though?
Well, if Lincoln Riley interviews behind his back, they're going to do nothing. But if he goes to Oklahoma and says, "Oh, can I please interview with the Packers?" They're going to say no, I would think.
And then what is Oklahoma going to do about him? What can they do about it? I don't think
he's going to be the coach anyway. So I think.
But I'm saying, if you're an NFL
wasted exercise.
But if you're an NFL coach interviewing for another NFL job, that I could see happening, where they wouldn't allow him to do that. But if you're a college coach, they'd allow you an interview for an NFL coach.
799-1250. Let's go to Christian, who's uptown. Who I saw you at the toy drive, did I not? Well, I heard you, Christian.
Yeah,
your van, dude, you got to.
Yeah, I need to replace the entire exhaust.
Christian's the one who came by, and when he drove away, it sounded like a jet took off.
Oh,
yeah. You should hear it when I'm in a camping in a seat park.
Dang,
everyone knows I'm one of the geese leave the pond. Merry Christmas, guys! I finally got my wish after like 4 years.
Yeah, a lot of people are looking at this as a Christmas-type day, right. The firing of Mike McCarthy.
All right, I wouldn't look at that, but go ahead.
He was the wrong coach at the time of hire. He was a Band-Aid brought in to be a patsy for Ted Thompson because he could deal with Brett Favre. And
that's what they need now, though.
Zero head coaching experience. And the guy is far less intelligent than Aaron Rodgers, and that's always been a problem. I don't care who you bring in, as long as you bring in somebody that's at least on the mental level of Aaron Rodgers, because Aaron's been digging on this guy for 6 years. You know, he's the smartest guy in the room. And the thing is Mike, I wanted to see a gradual improvement as a guy had zero head coaching experience, you know, to show that he was learning on the job. All right. You know, I didn't want him to be hired. I sent my stock back to the Packers organization the day he was hired in the frame because it was the wrong hire then.
And you did what?
I sent my stock certificate in its frame back to the
when McCarthy was hired?
Yep.
Who did you want?
I wanted not him.
That he got you a Super Bowl.
In 2010, he got out of the way. And
you sent your stock back?
No. Come
that's
on.
Ridiculous.
So, hey, you know what? And he was hired
for you. I said it at the time. I could break it down for you, but we're not talking about that.
Did you buy a new sale?
But he was hired.
They waited too long to fire this guy.
Hold on a second. He was hired, though, to coach Rodgers, not Favre.
No, he was brought in because Favre needed a guy that could control him.
But they do.
Remember, guys?
But they Rodgers do. Wasn't here when they hired McCarthy.
What's that?
Right. Exactly.
When did they draft?
Yeah, no. Rodgers played a year under Sherman in 2005.
Nope. No, he was brought in to coach up Brett and to get Brett
but,
get Brett right after Brett lost his way.
When Ted took over, Ted knew that Favre, he pushed Favre out after two seasons.
Right, but he was a patsy for Thompson the whole time. The guy was a dim bulb who was trying to pose as somebody he wasn't, and he never showed that gradual increase in ability. His learning curve was like a downhill slope, and I thought he should have been fired 4 years ago at least.
So but, when they offered stock the next time, did you like regret it and buy a new stock?
They never stocked. They never offered it again. So.
How much did it cost you to send your stock?
To send it?
Why would you do that? Come on.
Oh, you didn't really do that.
They threw it.
I did.
Come on.
I paid $200 for it. I sent it back in the frame.
Because they hired McCarthy? Yep. Nobody knew anything about McCarthy back then.
Zero head coaching experience to coach the Green Bay Packers.
Christian.
Who did you want? Wade Phillips?
Anybody that was not Mike McCarthy.
But it worked out.
No, it didn't.
Christian, I gotta play you off the stage today, bud.
Oh, no. And
see,
trust me, Ted Thompson brought in McCarthy to coach eventually Aaron Rodgers.
I don't believe anything there. I don't believe that Oklahoma would let Riley interview. I don't believe that Christian sent his stock back.
Yeah, no. They would
what's
let
going
him.
On?
Riley, if there was an NFL team that came to Riley, Oklahoma would let him interview for the job. There's no doubt.
You're very adamant about that.
I'm not saying he's going to be the head coach of the Packers.
Wildly disagree.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, I would say yeah. I mean, look how many guys have gone from college to the pros and have been failures. But
they always say I'm going to stay here forever and then sneak out the door the next day.
Well, that happens to everybody. I mean, that happens to coaches. That happens when coaches coach at a college, and they say they're going to stay at the college, and then a year or two later they're coaching at Tom Crean.
Again, I don't want to spend a lot of time on Lincoln Riley because I don't think he's coming here.
He's not going to come.
799-1250. Let's go to George on the north side. What's up, G?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, so what I want to say is, first, it was a good decision to fire Mike McCarthy. He kind of made his own bed through all his interviews where he always say was my fault, not doing a good job coaching. So this was consistent every time you had a press conference after he lost. As far as the coaching, Lincoln Riley, I most definitely don't want that coach to coach the Packers due to the fact you don't want a coach coming in there that's going to have Aaron Rodgers moving around. You want to get Rodgers to get to the point where he can sit in the pocket, read progressions, and release that ball. A good coach that you want is somebody you can trust, so I don't want New England coach. You can't trust him. He signed with a team, and then he pulled back. That's not trust. You know, that's not somebody that you want. You can't trust him because you're going to say you're going to be dedicated to the team like Colts, and then you decided that you didn't want to. And they had a great quarterback in Andrew Luck, who you guys should look at. You want to pick off the Andy Reid tree. is you see Philadelphia, very successful with the coach that they got, came off the Andy Reid tree. You have the Bears. They look the splitting image of Kansas City. I would want to interview the guy that ain't nobody talking about is Eric Bieniemy, who is the offensive coordinator right now of the Kansas City Chiefs. So you want to pick off a team of that has quarterbacks, that have coaches, that has a great system in place. And right now, Andy Reid's system is a beautiful system, and all the Packers have to do is draft based off need as far as to be able to run the kind of system that Andy Reid is running in, what you call it. And he's making the quarterback stay in the pocket, get rid of the ball quickly, because Aaron is 35. You do not want this man bootlegging out of the pocket and get hurt and hurt his shoulder again, because you guys are one hit away from the dark ages. Because once you lose Aaron Rodgers, it's it.
Here's the one thing about
to replace him.
Here's the thing about hiring a successful offensive coordinator. Eric Bieniemy doesn't have any head coaching experience. Is exactly that, okay? If Bieniemy comes in and does a nice job with Rodgers, you still got the special teams. You still got the defense. You need all three of those phases, man, to be successful and win a Super Bowl championship. We've seen for years the Packers have been able to get away with going to the playoffs with a highly successful offense, but the rest of the team has not been very good. But you need all three of those phases to win. And, you know,
I'm a highly successful NFL head coach. And
including the head coach, yeah.
799-1250, 414-799-1250. Mike McCarthy fired, talking about it on The Fan all day with you guys. Let's go out to Mike in Waukesha. You can also reach us on social media at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mike is in Waukesha, as mentioned. What's up, Mike?
Hey, morning, guys. Hey, I think this thing was kind of set in stone when they gave him his extension. I think he was peeved, and I don't think he wanted to be here anymore. And just by his responses after each game that, oh, it's my fault, I didn't coach him, blah, 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 he's shouldering all the blame because it's like, hey, guys, get me out of here. I don't want to be here anymore. However, I have lost total respect for number 12 because number 12, although he may not have done it on purpose, he sure didn't put his heart into this season. And that drive yesterday was an excellent example. The last drive of the game, every ball he threw was down at the receiver's ankles, coming back to the ball, not leading him, not putting it out there where they could gain a few yards. Everything was short behind. These guys are making circus catches just to keep the drive alive. Now, I've lost respect for him. I said it when they signed him that they'll never win another Super Bowl with this guy as their quarterback because they won't be able to get the players they need to win a Super Bowl with Big Shot. And the last caller who said, we just got to get a coach that's smarter than Aaron Rodgers, there is no one that's smarter than Aaron Rodgers. He's the smartest guy in the room, and that's why him and McCarthy didn't fit because they both thought they were the smartest guys in the room, and they're not the smartest guys in the room. I think probably Bakhtiari's the smartest guy in the room. Okay, guys, I'm going to
So in other words, you want an average quarterback here, but build up the rest of the team, you're saying?
Exactly. I would build this team totally different. I would look at it the way the Bears are starting to build because it's going to take us a couple of years just to surpass the Bears again. They're only going to get better.
Yeah.
They've got an average quarterback. They've got two defensive
Well, I would say
backs.
He's an average quarterback.
Yeah. Well, you would say he's not an average quarterback?
You think Trubisky's an average quarterback? He's only in his second year. Look where he is.
I think what we're talking about is guys that are on rookie contracts.
At this point,
instead of throwing out average and bad.
Well, look where that next contract is going to be for Trubisky.
Well, then you move on to another guy. I'm not saying I'm saying that's the theory is that you don't pay your quarterback too much because then it takes away from the rest of the team. That's what I'm saying.
Then you're not going to win too many Super Bowls.
I just think to go off Mike's point, Aaron Rodgers, you know, he may have had a nice glass of birthday scotch last night and reveled in the fact that his coach got fired. Aaron Rodgers should be embarrassed that game is on tape yesterday. That was about as poor of a performance as I've ever seen from him, both on the field and in the way that he acted.
Oh, he cost a guy his job yesterday.
He cost a guy his job.
He cost Mike McCarthy the job. I mean, we'd had it for another 4 weeks, but he cost an early exit from Mike McCarthy. We'll say that.
And then some of you want to always make excuses for Aaron Rodgers. Oh, the receivers dropped balls. Well, the balls were in the dirt. I mean, Randall Cobb is wide open. He's got to go down to the ground to try to catch these things. Yeah, when they're poorly thrown, they're going to be drops. Equanimeous St. Brown right away should have had an easy catch because Rodgers should have led him to the sideline. Instead, he throws it back into the defender, and then he's got to, like, readjust himself. Devontae Adams, multiple times, in stride, overthrown. The touchdown he caught was high. He had to make an amazing catch. Rodgers played very bad yesterday, and when they told him, hey, we're going to fire McCarthy, I can picture that little Aaron Rodgers smirk right now. I'm not turning on Aaron Rodgers. I don't think he should not be the quarterback here. I am so disgusted by what I saw from him yesterday. It was embarrassing, honestly. It was embarrassing, and it should be embarrassing for him.
Against that defense, in your backyard, you shouldn't be 31 of 50 for 243 yards or whatever the hell it was. 233.
You're Aaron Rodgers. You go lose that game.
But I am surprised.
It's on you as much as it is McCarthy, you know it.
I am surprised, though, as many people are disenchanted with the Packers for signing Rodgers to an extension. I mean, that was the exact right thing to do, but there are more people who are not happy with Rodgers getting that extension, and I'm surprised at that.
I don't think there was a sense of urgency on the Packers' behalf. I think they got goaded into signing it a year too soon. Now, I do think they would have signed it this year, so then it's all moot because you also have all these contracts coming off the book. I don't think Aaron Rodgers' contract is going to be a hindrance to keeping the team from a Super Bowl like a lot of you might think, but I do think if Aaron Rodgers continues to play with that kind of attitude and that kind of lack of passion, that's what's going to cost you another Super Bowl, not the paycheck.
If the new guy comes in and he's doing the same thing next year, then we definitely got an issue.
Yeah, we definitely do. And if he does go out there and throw for 403 touchdowns this Sunday, I'm going to be so upset.
Well, here's the deal. If you're
even though I need him
easy,
in the fantasy playoffs.
It's easy to be in a good mood and be on top of the world when you're winning games. The true test of a guy is how you are when you're out of the playoff race or things aren't going well. Obviously, Rodgers is poor, very poor, at handling adversity.
It's Chuck and Winkler. We're served up by Perkins. Michael Cohen, 820. More from you guys coming up. Mike McCarthy, I almost swore, S-canned from the Green Bay Packers.
Oh.
I almost said it. It's Chuck and Winkler on the Fan.